Welcome to Teach Kids by Child Evangelism Fellowship, helping you teach truth to the kids in your life.
Today's episode is a testimony from a young woman who tells how a good news club in her school helped her find Jesus and overcome extreme childhood difficulties. The content of this episode may not be suitable for young children as it describes abuse and a suicide attempt. As you listen, praise God for the people who faithfully stayed in Liz's school for years and gave her and other children grounding in God's word.
I'm Elizabeth, and I was raised in a non-Christian home. I remember going to church a little bit as a young child. But we kind of hopped around to a lot of different churches because my dad was looking for his perfect church and didn't really know what he was looking for, so he never found it. And when he gave up on that, he started drinking more, and that was when my childhood was just a really rough time for me. When I was in third grade, I remember that there was a good news club at my school, and some of my friends wanted to stay, and I'd rather stay at school for anything than go home. So I went to see what it was like, and I enjoyed it. It took me a little while before I actually was responsive to what they were saying, because I had heard some of it before from church, but I hadn't really heard about Jesus. When they came to the story about his crucifixion, I was just so awestruck about the love that Jesus had for me and how I hadn't felt that at home. So I wanted more of that. And so when the invitation was given, I stayed to talk to my Good News Club teacher, and I accepted Christ that day. I struggled with assurance for a while after that because I didn't have a very good view of God. I thought that God was like my father and that he would get mad at me if I stopped going to Good News Club and stopped doing the things I should. I remember that right after I got saved, I was so excited to learn more about God that I told my mom, we have to go to church. And so we started going to church close by to my house. They didn't really have a very good children's program there, and we didn't go every Sunday, but I was excited to go when we were able to. And I kept going to Good News Club all the time, and that became more of a church for me than the church that I was going to. I had a very rough childhood, and I struggled with depression for a while. My dad was abusive, and I was also sexually abused by my neighbor. And so when I was about 12 or 13 years old, I decided I wanted to commit suicide because I didn't feel like God actually loved me because of all these things happening in my life, and I just wanted to end it. And I remember being in the kitchen in the middle of the night and having a knife up to my throat, and I was going to slit my throat, and I had a note written and everything. And then I heard a noise, and I just thought it was my dad waking up, so I kind of put everything away and then went to bed. But when I woke up in the morning, I noticed that there was a Bible that had fallen off the shelf and was opened on the floor. And so my first thought was that must have been the noise last night, and I kind of bent down and read through it. And one of the verses that just really stuck out to me from what I read was 1 Peter 5:7, which says, casting all your anxieties on him, for he cares for you. That verse just reminded me of how much God loved me, and everything just kind of clicked. Even though I didn't really know a lot about God, I knew I was saved, and I knew that God had to be a God that was loving, and that he had to care about me, and I wanted to know why he cared about me and how I could experience that love. So that has kind of become my life verse. And that was about the age I started going to Camp Good News in the summertime. A lot of CF workers mentored me throughout my life and got me to a place where I could understand the love of God and I could experience it. And then I knew how to live out my Christian life. And I'm thankful that I can always cast my anxieties on him.
Teach Kids is brought to you by Child Evangelism Fellowship.